From the Sky News Centre at 7, a couple who went on the run for 54 days with their newborn daughter have been convicted of her manslaughter. Constance Martin and Mark Gordon went off-grid in early 2023. Baby Victoria's body was found inside a shopping bag in Brighton. Keir Starmer has paid tribute to four people killed in a plane crash at Southend Airport, saying his thoughts are with their families and loved ones. The aircraft came down shortly after takeoff yesterday afternoon. The airport's chief executive, Jude Winstanley, has given this update for passengers.
We are in constant dialogue with our operating airlines, and as I'm sure everyone will understand, the airport will remain closed until further notice. Passengers should contact their airline for information and advice.
Greg Wallace insists he never set out to harm or humiliate anyone after more than half of the misconduct allegations against him were upheld. Production company Banerjee says the star's return to MasterChef is untenable. Donald Trump's committed to providing more weapons to Ukraine.
We're going to be sending them weapons and they're going to be paying for them. The United States will not be having any payment made. We're not buying it, but we will manufacture it and they're going to be paying for it.
U.S. President made the announcement during a meeting with NATO's Secretary General at the White House. He says he's sending what he calls top-of-the-line weapons to the alliance, which will pass them on to Kyiv's military. A football fan's admitted assaulting footballer Jack Grealish after the Manchester derby in April. 20-year-old Alfie Holt pleaded guilty to a single count of assault and has been handed a 3-year football banning order and a fine. And in sport, England's cricketers have secured a dramatic 22-run victory over India in the third test at Lord's. They bowled the tourists out for 170 in the final session of the final day. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A former Bridgend MP has been fined for harassing her ex-wife. Katie Wallace, formerly known as Jamie, sent text messages demanding to know about her ex's new partner. The Conservative politician was the first openly transgender MP in the House of Commons. She pleaded guilty, having previously denied the charges. Wales could be represented by just two regional rugby teams in the future. The WRU says it's considering whether to halve the number of pro clubs, claiming the current system is unsustainable and failing. They want a new domestic structure in place in 2 years' time. Talks are getting underway between the governing body and the professional rugby board. Locally, over 30 people were rescued at Ogmore-by-Sea after they were cut off by the tide. RNLI crews from Porthcawl say they were kept busy on Saturday night dealing with a number of incidents in the area. Two lifeboats helped people who were stranded on the Porthcawl side amid concerns they might try to cross at the mouth of the river. A community hub in St Athan has secured funding to upgrade its Wi-Fi. The gathering place will get £14,000 to cover its online costs for the next 3 years. House building firm Barrett has also given a donation to help rebuild St Athan Primary School after it was badly damaged by a fire last February. You can find out more on our news pages at boroughradio.fm. Now, football and Jess Fishlock is still considering her international future after Wales' exit at the Women's Euros. The all-time top scorer says she's made no decision yet following last night's 6-1 defeat to England. It marked the end of a sobering debut at a major tournament, but teammate Rhiannon Roberts says Wales must strive to become regulars.
This is the first step for a bigger journey. And that's our aim now. Our aim is to qualify for major tournaments and we should be on the big stage and this is just one part of it.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Yeah.
Believe what I say. What I will tell happened just the other day. I must confess, 'cause I've had about enough. I need your help, gotta make this here thing stop.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things we used to
cause you don't know this cat. I know deep down that you don't want me to react. I lay low, leaving all my options open. The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to preach my order. And you know that you overstepped the border.
One for the money and the free rise. It's two for the lie that you denied. All rise.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro with me, Mike Fowler. And it's been an exciting week of sport, so we're going to be bringing you the action in the Wales International for their second test in Japan. We're going to be having a look at how the under-20s got on in their game in the under-20s World Championships in Italy. And we're going to have a look back at what's been going on in Australia with the Lions, but we're also going to be having a look forward to the first test that's not long away against Australia. We've also got selected cricket results from around the Vale for you, and we're going to let you know what the fixtures are for next weekend, amongst other things. And just as you thought football was starting to dry up, we're going to be bringing you some of the Cymru Premier fixtures, where we have a look at where Barry's Town United's matches take place, and they'll be important ones. Anything like me, the ones I look for first is who you're playing first in the game up, who you're playing Boxing Day, who you're playing New Year's Day, and who you're playing last game of the season. But we'll bring you a roundup of the matches that Barry Town are going to be playing in. All that and more here to come at Bro.
Best as I can. I got to go. I got to go. Once upon a time we fell apart. You're holding in your hands the two halves of my heart.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick the action off with rugby. So it's been a good weekend for Welsh rugby, and we're going to start off with the under-20s. So after their two losses in the under-20s World Championships against France and Argentina, they strolled out to a 35-25 victory against the Spanish under-20s. So that does leave Wales, left Wales third in Group B, topped by France and Argentina, but it was a win on the board. And that lifted them above Spain in that pool. So that was good news for the under-20s, but even better news. And it's finally happened after 21 months and 18 games. The senior Wales team won their game in Japan. So this was a 6:50 kickoff, so a 10-7. And again, like the weekend previous, I got up to watch it. Again, the dog looked at me when I got up, went down the stairs. I said, "You come in." She looked at me and put her head back in her bed. So I was assuming she was staying on the landing. Made me a cup of tea and settled in for the match. And Wales took a 21-10 points lead. Adams crossing in the first 10 minutes, followed by two tries from Hardy on 28 and 36 minutes. And Adams had the chance to cross the line again, unfortunately with a little knock on, but Wales led that 21-10. And I thought, where have I seen this story before? And I was thinking, oh yeah, last week. So I recharged my my cup up with another cup of tea, and I settled myself down for the second half. It didn't start brilliantly. Japan started making a little fight back of it, but we did get a penalty, and Dan Edwards, he slotted that over on the 49 minutes, so just after half time. And I thought, well, at least we've scored some points in the second half now. And then he went across for a try 5 minutes from the end of time, so that meant that Wales actually won that match 31-22. And it was a win. It was difficult conditions. I mean, I think even the Japanese were struggling in the conditions out there as well. They brought their whole front row off before half time, which is something you don't normally see. I thought it was going to be another Eddie Jones masterclass there of trying something different. But I think Wales stuck to it, and Dan Edwards did look quite comfortable from what I could see in the number 10 role, controlling the game. But it's a victory. Hopefully this will spur the Wales on now. We've got the Autumn Internationals coming up, and they're just going to be round the corner. It seems really weird to say Autumn Internationals when we've been having all this brilliant weather and we've been at 30 degrees. But It'll be autumn before we know it, I think, and the Autumn Internationals will be there. Let's hope this takes the motivation and momentum that we need to get through. And it's kind of, after 21 months, it's nice to get the victory on the board. It really did set my day up, set the day up well for me then, and I think most likely for a lot of people. And the sun was shining, so that made life, everything, even better. And not long after the finish of that game, the British and Irish Lions were playing the Invitational Australian Union and New Zealand Union players. It was an interesting match. The Lions run out 48-0 winners to that, and they were 17-0 up at half-time. Van der Meer scoring three tries. Ben White, who's just been drafted in for the unfortunate injury to Thomas Williams, so he's got game time, and he got his try. And Tupolotu in midfield, and Pollock and Kelligan and Cummins all got tries. With conversions from Finn Smith and Matt Smith, and it did look a better Lions team. I mean, everything's building towards the first test, and that's 11 o'clock on Saturday, and that's the first test against Australia. So it will be a different game to the ones we've seen against AUNZ, as I believe that's how the commentators were pronouncing it when I was watching it on the TV. If I'm honest, I think I expected a bit more from them. There was lots of there was caps in that team, Australian caps and New Zealand caps. So I don't know. You could call it a scratch team, but there were some very good players in there, and I was expecting them to put up a bit more of a fight against the Lions. I mean, the Lions have been running out in some places 50-point winners against club teams. The last two club teams, very good club teams, did manage to keep them under the 50 points, but I just thought this was going to be a real stern test for the Lions, and it ended up being one-way traffic. But everything changes now, because you've got the first test to look forward to against Australia. Yes, we've only got one Welsh player in there, Jack Morgan, but personal opinion, I think he's done enough to earn himself a test starting spot on there. There might be people that disagree, but that's the great thing about sport. We've all got different opinions on it, but I think he's done a lot of the unseen work behind the scenes that have produced these Lions victories. But that's it for the rugby. Up next up, bro, we're going to be bringing you a selection of cricket results from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Train travel with Transport for Wales couldn't be smoother. Pay as you go across the South Wales Metro for great prices. Just tap in with your phone, watch or bank card, then tap out when you arrive. And you'll automatically get our best value fare. Smooth. Search TFW Pay As You Go to find out more. Selected stations only. Best value compared to equivalent TFW tickets. T's and C's apply.
You've redecorated your home and you're over the moon with the results. Just the finishing touches to go, which is why you've booked an appointment at Ambient Window Shutters in Barry. The right window shutters transform your entire living space, and Ambient Window Shutters supply and install exquisite made-to-measure shutters to suit every budget. We're your local family-run firm, and you'll find our showroom at 116B Park Crescent in Barry. Contact us today for a showroom appointment or home survey, and see what we do at ambientwindowshutters.co.uk.
YMCA Barry Gymnastic Club is a great place to get active. Our experienced coaches run fun gymnastics classes for all ages with no experience necessary. Our inclusive sessions are tailored for everyone, from toddlers to adults. So whether you're learning the ropes or wanting to perform competitively, YMCA Barry's Gymnastic Club is the perfect platform for you. We run drop-in pay-as-you-go gym babies and gym tots sessions too. Visit ymcabarry.org.uk, click gymnastics and register today.
From sunny to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Stay, baby, stay.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And as promised, I've got a selection of cricket results from around the Vale. And we're going to start off with the Vale County Cricket Team. And they're four teams that were in action on Saturday. So the Vale's first 11, they were away to St. Fagan's second 11. They lost that match by 8 wickets. Vale's second 11, they were at home to Upper Rhondda's first 11, and they won that by 160 runs. Vale's third 11, they were away to Llanarth's second 11, and they won that by 9 wickets. And Vale's fourth 11, they were at home to Glengwrnie's second 11, and they won that by 29 runs. And then on Sunday, the Vale's women's first 11, they were at home to Neath Ladies' first 11, and they lost that by 6 wickets. And up next weekend for the Vale Cricket Club, the first 11, they're at home in Corntown to Pontypridd's first 11. The Vale's second 11, they're away to Pontypridd's second 11. Vale's third 11, they're at home, and that's in Wick Village Green, to Panteg's third 11. And Vale's fourth 11, they're away to Barry Wanderers' second 11. And in Barry Athletic, we're also in action on Saturday. And Barry Athletic's first 11, they were away to Craigers' first 11, and they lost by 3 wickets. And Barry Athletic's second 11 were at home to Bay Dragons' first 11, and they lost by 2 wickets. And on Saturday the 19th, Barry Athletic's first 11, they're at home to Crumlin's first 11. And the Athletics' second 11, they're away to the Newport Fugitives' second 11. And on Saturday, Penarth County Cricket, their first 11 were at home to Malpas' firsts, and they won by 7 runs. And Penarth's second 11, they were away to Newbridge's first 11, and they lost by 2 wickets. Penarth's third 11 were at home to Newport Fugitives' second 11, and they lost by 3 wickets. And Penarth's fourth 11 were away to Pencoed's firsts, and they lost by 6 wickets. And coming up next Saturday for Penarth, their firsts are away to Neath's firsts. Penarth's seconds are at home to St. Fagan's seconds. Penarth's thirds are away to Croeslioeg's seconds. And Penarth's fourths are at home to Kevin Forrest and Maesacummer's first 11. And with all the weather we've been having, it must be really great to take part and watch cricket in this weather. But I would say if you are watching, then make sure you stay hydrated, put a sun hat on, and some suntan lotion if you need to, because it's been particularly warm these last couple of weekends, and even till quite late in the evening, it's been bright and warm. So there's been no respite. So if you are playing or just observing any sport, then I'd say make sure that you hydrate, you cover up, and you put suntan cream on wherever you want. And I say that from personal experience, because I'm one of these people that the moment the sun touches me, I kind of go red, peel, and then go white again. So I don't really tan well, but I do. I have that really awkward phase where if I'm out in the sun too long, I do go red, and I do suffer from it for a few days in as well. So I don't want anyone else suffering like I have. I've been quite good this summer. I've either stayed sounds boring. I've either stayed indoors, or I've just made sure I've covered up and I've got my sunglasses and sun hat on, because there's nothing worse than getting burned. But coming up next at Bro, we're going to be talking about the football, and we're going to have a recap of Wales in the Euro Championships, and we're going to also bring you news of the Cymru Premier's fixtures for Barrytown United coming up at Bro.
Do you feel my heart beating? Do you?
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And last night was Wales' final pool game or group game in the Women's Euro Championships 2025. And it was against England. So Wales did go down 6-1. They lost that match, bringing the end of their Euro journey for the Wales team there. It was an England team that really they looked up for the fight there, and in fact that was the only group where up until this game any one of the four countries could have still qualified mathematically, and any of the countries could have not progressed. So it was really an open game there, and you know, they were 4-0 down at half time, lost 6-1 overall. So got a couple of goals in their journey in the championship. And for the Welsh team, they're in an entirely different part of their international journey to where England are, and it was always going to be tough for them. They were against England, they were against the Netherlands, and they were against France. So England, who won the last Women's Euros, and Netherlands, who won it the time before that, and a France team that are always sort of quarter and semi-finalists. So they were going up against some real big hitters in the international world for football there, but there were some really good moments. There were some real bright sparks there, and I've got to remember that this is still in international terms, it's still a very new and emerging Wales team there. So I think what they've done to get to the championships is going to be absolutely seismic across grassroots football for in Wales in general, but for the women's game as well. They're a lot more, they're professional in there, on there, and it's fantastic to see them there. I think when I was watching the game, one of the little stories was one of the Welsh players has actually bought tickets as a fan to the championships, because she wasn't expecting to be called up in the team. So I never know if that's an urban legend or something the commentators have made up. So, or if they've made it up, then I've just added fuel to that rumour. So on there. But it is bright. I mean, unfortunately, they did get dropped down out of the top tier of the Nations League as well, but I think it gives them something to work on. It gives them exposure at that stage, and you know, their performances were getting better through the championships, and you say that was 6-1, but you've got to remember England are defending champions, and they've been together for a long time. And they've got lots of experienced players, and there was a few injuries to the Welsh squad as well. But on the whole, you know, they've done well to get there. They've done well. They should hold their heads up high, and more to come for the future. And I'm sure that it's like one of those things, isn't it? Once you've had a taste of international competitions like that, you want to go again and again. So it'll give them all the it'll give them the impetus to want to get to the World Cup finals, would be the next ones, and the next Euros as well, and also it gives the grassroots women's football, it gives them people to look up to there as well, and think that, you know, some of them were playing grassroots football not that long ago as well. So I think these are always great stories, and I just hope that the FAWs sort of support the women's game on the back of that, and give them the funding and to kick on, and appear on these stages more and more. So it's not novel, and it's almost expected that they'll be at these competitions, and they'll be competing against the top teams from around the world. So a big well done for me for even getting there, especially in the temperatures as well. Again, and we keep saying with the temperatures, but I mean they're playing competitive sport in their temperatures with the whole weight of a nation on their shoulders, and a historic time for them as well. So all their names will go down in history as being the first Welsh squad to make it to the Euros. So yeah, well done there, and I hope they've enjoyed it as well. I mean, there's only, no one likes losing, but I hope they've enjoyed the experience being out in Switzerland, and being on that stage, because that's they're the memories that you can't buy. And moving on to domestic football, the Cymru Premier fixtures are out. So, Barrytown United, they will start their Cymru Premier campaign with a trip to newly promoted Llanelli Town on Friday the 8th of August. And the first phase of the new season will see Andy Legg's men kick off at Stebbenheath Park, home to the Cymru South champions, who have returned to the top flight after 6 years. Barry, who finished seventh in the table last season, securing a place in the European playoffs before going out to Carnarvon in the first round. And Barry's first home game will be a lunchtime kickoff on Saturday the 16th of August against Cymru North champions Colwyn Bay, who will return into the Premier League after a year's absence. So first game away to the Cymru South champions, second game at home to the Cymru North champions. But the opening month of the season includes home and away derbies with Pennebont and Cardiff Met over the bank holiday, with reigning champions the New Saints visit to Jenner Park on the 30th, and Barrier at home to the Archers on Boxing Day and away to Britain Ferry on New Year's Eve before phase one ends with a home to Llanelli on the 9th of January. So Just to go through the ones that I always keep a lookout for. So Friday the 8th of August, first game for Barry, it's away to Llanelli. Then we've got the 26th of December, so that's Friday, that's Boxing Day, and they're at home to Cardiff Met. And then on New Year's Eve, they're away to Britain Ferry, and then the last game of phase one, it's at home to Llanelli Town. So they're sort of some of the big ones. There's also a trip on Friday the 22nd, that's a home match for Barry against Pennebont, and the following Monday they've got an away game at Cardiff Met, so they're always two matches to look out for, as well, being our closest, the Barry's closest rivals there. But Friday 8th of August, that's not that long away. That's about 3 weeks until you get your Cymru Premier season started again, and we'll be on Bro, we'll be following Barrytown United's progress through the Cymru Premier, but we'll also be keeping an eye out for Llantwit Major to see how they get on in the Cymru South, among other teams from around the Vale. Up next, Umbo, I'll let you know how you can get in touch with me if there's a sport that you think I should be talking about here in the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Finishing school this summer? Get your place at Cardiff and Vale College this September. With loads of subjects, you're bound to find something that's perfect for you. From aircraft engineering to art and design, business to beauty therapy, construction to catering, drama to dance, engineering to esports, the list goes on. it's not too late to apply. Find out more at cabc.ac.uk.
Have you got a spare room in your house and spare room in your heart? If you do, you could become a Shared Lives carer. The Vale of Glamorgan Shared Life Scheme provides short-term care and long-term breaks for local people living with additional support needs. It's a great way to work from home, as you'll receive over £400 per person per week. Pretty much anyone can become a Shared Lives carer, so find out more and apply today at valesharedlives.co.uk.
This summer, we're going on tour across the Vale of Glamorgan. Join Celia and the Bro Radio team as we broadcast live from towns and villages across the county each Wednesday from 12 till 2. We'll be speaking to local organisations and businesses, showcasing the best of the Vale of Glamorgan and giving you the chance to spin to win. Keep listening to find out where we'll be next. The 6 weeks of summer with Chris Davies Estate Agents, a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for five decades. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is even after all these years, yes. And it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is great,
I don't know where my home is, and
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So is there a sport that I'm not talking about in the Vale that you think I should? Then what you need to do is get in touch with us on Pro Radio here on these social medias, or you can use the email address sport@proradio.fm. That's sport@proradio.fm. And you could tell me all about the sport that you think people in the Vale don't know about. Or is there something special happening at the sports team, sports club or sport that you think people of the Vale would love to hear? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me and I could be telling the people of the Vale all about this sport. Better still, you could get in touch with me and I could invite you along to Bro Radio and you could tell everybody about the sport or the fantastic volunteers that make the sport happen, or the event that's going on. And if it's a sport that I don't know about, as everyone always knows now, I think people are getting bored of me saying this. The first thing I like to know is the rules, because I like to know what I can get away with on any sport there as well. So be prepared for lots of questions about what happens if this. Can I do that? What if no one sees me doing this? Can I pretend that it's fitness, why I can't keep up with play? All questions like that. But if that's something you think that you would like to do, then you just, as I said, just need to get in touch with us here at Pro Radio and we can be explaining your sport to the people of the Vale here at Pro. Whose face do you see? Do you wish I was This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. We're coming to the end of another week of sport from around the Vale. But never fear, I'll be back next week with your sport in action that's taken place. And bring you up to date with any news and sporting developments that happened. And we are going to be, I'm quite excited, I was tripping over my words then because I know it's the first test for the Lions on Saturday, and it feels like I've been talking about that one for a long time, but it's happening, and then it's not long till the start of the football season, so then again, all the sports happens again, and there's been loads of sport to keep us entertained over the summer as well. So there's not been too much of a break. From I feel sorry for my wife, especially when there's the sports on, like the Wales game that was on at 10 to 7 in the morning, and then the Lions game was on at 11 o'clock, and there's been Euro football on as well, and all sorts going on. So it's been a bit of a dream of a weekend there for me, and especially with Wales victories, that makes it all the sweeter on there. Up next on Bro, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
The Vale's local radio station. Pro Radio.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available for our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker, this is Bro Radio.